Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health coach, fitness trainer, nurse, educator, speaker, and author. Can you believe that tomorrow in a month our taxes are due? So the question is, how do our taxes have anything to do with a healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances? Wow, I was thinking about that and I go, how is this affecting me that, you know, just knowing I need to get the taxes ready, how do I feel about it? Am I excited in the sense of knowing I'm going to get some money back or knowing I have to pay more than I've paid in already? Or how much time is it going to take me and how's everything working out? And I go, okay, let's make this easy. We always have choices. We can make things difficult or we can make them easy. We can make them fun or we can make them treacherous. So I decided I wanted to make them fun and easy because that way it does not affect my emotional state. I don't get upset or uptight about it. When I feel great emotionally, my body usually feels good because I'm not doing emotional eating. I'm key to my program, sticking with it and feeling fantastic, happy, focused, and energized. And when doing that, I don't need to spend extra money going to the doctor and getting medications, which I don't want to take anyway in the first place, because so many of them have side effects. And if we were to live a healthy, happy, balanced life, we wouldn't need those medications. I'm not saying that's the case for everybody, but in general, that's the case because, as I mentioned many a times, 75 to 90% of all doctor visits are actually depression related or mood swing related or whatever. And I would like to help you get out of that rut and get into something more positive. So, my first question is, how are you preparing for your taxes or how are you preparing your taxes? Are you putting all receipts into a box and give it to your accountant? Or are you doing them yourself and using the short form or the long form? Or do you have a CPA? Those are all legit questions. I know quite a few years ago, I started with shoeboxed.com, and that's a link I put in my transcript there in blue. And I scan all my receipts in there, or the ones I can't scan in, I just mail in because they provide you with specific envelopes and they give you a number and then they send you the receipts back. And so everything is in one big file. And you can even organize it into subsections such as, you know, expenses, business expenses, personal expenses, trips, business or personal, utilities, business or personal. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do. So at the end of the year, when you fill in everything accordingly, you just click the button, you print out the forms, or you just get the final numbers, and you can fill those into your forms. So that's pretty easy. Another one is, as I told you, that I'm an author. Already had articles published, and I had my thesis published, but this time it's a little book, and it's called an itty-bitty book, actually your amazing itty-bitty book. And I have three friends, author friends, who wrote actually books that are related to taxes. And I just want to share those with you. If you go to Amazon.com and download them into your Kindle, they're very, very affordable. They're small. That's why they're called itty-bitty. However, the information in there is absolutely amazing. It's so much better and easier to comprehend and read than the 101 for Dummies in the same subject. So the first book that I want to let you know about is called Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book of QuickBooks Shortcuts. And it says 15 quick tips for faster data entry into QuickBooks. And it's written by Barbara L. Storley, and she's a CPA, a certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor. So that is one book, and the title is there. So if you want to go to Amazon, just put that title in, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book of QuickBooks Shortcuts, 15 Quick Tips for Faster Data Entry into QuickBooks by Barbara L. Storley, CPA, Certified QuickBooks Pro Advisor. Sorry for the few mistakes. My keyboard sticks, so I didn't even catch those. Another one is Your Amazing Itty Bitty Book Keeping Book, 15 Simple Steps to Learning How to Do Your Own Bookkeeping in Less Than a Day by Joe DiTiara, CPA, business consultant. And there is another one, Your Amazing Itty Bitty Business Tax Book, 15 Simple Tips for Saving Money on Your Taxes by Deborah A. Morgan, also a CPA. Why do I list those? Because I want to help you as much as I can to make this a not so stressful situation. Maybe you're already done with it, but on the other hand, this year it's April 17, 2018, that everything has to be in to the IRS. So for me personally, I'm printing out the final reports on my sales, my purchases that I had for the products that I sold, my coaching, my fees that I got, and all that stuff. And I'm going to take the final numbers to my CPA still this week, most likely tomorrow, so he has enough time to finish my tax preparations before they are due. He will most likely e-file them with the IRS to speed up the process, which is actually a really nice thing to do, and we always give him permission to do so. Then, of course, comes the beautiful part. Once I've done all my part in filing or providing the tax information, I usually feel just like I released about 10 plus pounds of burden and can start taking it easy again. I mean, by me writing my own itty-bitty book about stress reduction, 15 ways to reduce stress and increase health, which is going to go to print shortly, I definitely want to live up to my own advice and do what I can do. By getting things done, I am able to release stress, to release emotional burdens, and it frees me, and I feel so good and energized and focused again. It's amazing. So I've learned all that through my health coaching, and I told you I'm a certified health coach. And that has been so wonderful because life is so much better now since I know what to do and what not to do, since it worked for me in so many ways. Not only did I release 50-some pounds in 6 months, but I got stronger emotionally. I am more free emotionally. I am stronger physically, and I am most definitely much, much happier. And I love to pay it forward and help others to get happy and healthy too. That is my main purpose behind the whole thing. So what I am learning with doing all the things that I say on the shows, that I do personally, is to keep up daily with what needs to be done. So by the end of December 31st or January 1st, all I have to do is push a couple of buttons to print out the reports, and voila, it's done. And I can keep my healthy body, healthy mind, and healthy finances in order. So if you want to learn more about it, you can go to my web, denisethompson.ichooseoptimalhealth.com. Ask me some questions, sign up if you want to. or just ask me questions and we can talk and connect. Or you can go to my email address, dythompson@gmail.com, and send me questions, suggestions, or remarks, whatever. Or you can text me and voicemail me at 562-335-4956. I do not answer the phone usually during the day unless I have a scheduled time to answer. So I just want to give you a quick, actually, introduction to what Barbara's itty-bitty book is, the 15 quick tips for faster data entry into QuickBooks. And in her introduction, she says, in this itty-bitty book, you will find 15 simple tips for quicker data entry into QuickBooks that will help you, 1, streamline your data entry efforts, 2, make fewer mistakes, and 3, eliminate wasted time. It all starts with learning where to go to find what you need and remembering a few simple keystroke combinations. Although all of the steps contained herein are written from the perspective of the desktop version of QuickBooks, specifically QuickBooks Pro, you will find most of the information is useful for quicker data entry into QuickBooks Online as well. And then, I mean, it's just amazing how she does everything. And her chapters are, let me just see if I find this. Yeah. Shortcut 1, there's no place like home. Shortcut 2, don't touch that mouse. Shortcut 3, plus and minus. Shortcut 4, the T is for today. Shortcut 5, intuit equals intuitive. Shortcut 6, from beginning to end. Shortcut 7, account numbers are old school. When in doubt, ask my accountant. 9, insertions and deletions. 10, memorize it. 11, name of the game, consistency. 12, use bank feeds. 13, beware of renaming rules. 14, you are in control. And 15, ditch the calculator. So this is just one of the three little books with all the information in it. The Dummies 101 for QuickBooks and stuff has probably 200, 300 pages. This little itty-bitty book has, let me just tell you, I think about 25, 33, so under 40 pages. Yeah, 33, 34 pages. And I just want to share about the author. Whether you are just getting started using QuickBooks or are a veteran at your trade, you are likely looking for ways to streamline the tedious task of data entry. In this book, you will learn simple ways to make your data entry efforts easier, your records more accurate, and your job more fun. Questions I hear repeatedly: isn't there an easier way? Why can't I find what I'm looking for after I enter it? And how can I keep my desk cleared from all this paperwork? If you want to be more efficient, more accurate, and more confident in your job, pick up a copy of this helpful book today. So again, go to Amazon.com to the Kindle versions and look at all the your amazing itty bitty books that are out there, especially the three that I mentioned from the three authors that wrote specifically towards the taxes, your amazing itty bitty book of QuickBooks Shortcuts by Barbara Darley, your amazing itty bitty bookkeeping book by Deborah Moore, by Jody Tiara, and your amazing itty bitty business tax book by Deborah A. Morgan. So I hope this short little episode here is going to help you to just find the most amazing hints and tips that you need to get your taxes done quickly and without all the headaches. And I wish you all a fabulous rest of the week. Great week till next week. Stay happy, healthy, balanced, and empowered. Take care. Bye.